Well, it's not going to be snowing for the outdoor game in Los Angeles tomorrow night, but man, that thing, that looks awesome on TV. I'm very curious to see how it plays out. Our next guest will be live at the game. John Rosen, LA Kings insider, joins us. John, how are you, my man?
I really can't complain at all. I just used the Dodger bullpen phone in the middle of the Dodger dugout right now. They still work even in January, so I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Nice. I like it. How's the ice conditions?
It wasn't too bad when we got on the ice a couple of nights ago for a media skate. It was still in the process of being made. It wasn't the final product yet. You know, they hadn't cut it after the original skate. They just kind of shoveled some of the snow off. So we had a media game, and it played a little bit slow. It was a little bit warm on the bench, but, you know, those concerns shouldn't be an issue at all, really. The ice looks fantastic. They just took the tarp off now. Kings are going to get out there and practice in about half an hour and should be good to go.
Did any of the media guys perform above or below expectations?
I was amazed. You know, it was actually kind of like the miracle of Manchester of pickup games, in which the Kings team went up 5-0, and then the Ducks team came back and tied it up 5-5. But I was very impressed with Darrell Evans. You know, he obviously had the big key goal and the original miracle on Manchester.
Wow.
You know, it was, you know, all guys were out there having fun, a couple of celebrities out there too, so. The ice checked out well, and again, you can't express how it was just a real once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
John, the Kings and the Ducks battled it out, two big teams the other day, and you know, this Anaheim Ducks team, I think maybe surprising everyone just how dominant they've been all season long. I'm not sure how many games you've seen of them this year, but what impresses you most from the Ducks' perspective?
It's really the depth that they have. I mean, you look at somebody that they scratched last night. They scratched Daniel Winnick, who had 19 assists and 20 points on the year. They have Nick Bonino, who has 13 goals on the fourth line, and he's been a power play force for them. So you saw the Kings last night really kind of adjust and spread out their lines a little bit more than usual. You saw Andre Kopitar play alongside Dwight King and Trevor Lewis. Lewis only has 2 goals on the season so far, so they do create some matchup problems. Really, when you look at them, it's their offensive depth. And really, you can't say enough about the job that Bruce Boudreau has kept that team, not just afloat, but atop the NHL standing, even though they've been dealt so many you know, struggles with their defense. The guys, obviously, Sheldon Surrey, Lucas Sabiza earlier in the year, the type of minutes that they've been getting from Pontus Lindholm, you know, who should be a Calder finalist this season. Really impressive, and no doubt, if not just a finalist, I mean, he should be the Jack Adams winner this year as the NHL Coach of the Year.
You know, the Kings had a pretty tough schedule last while, 5 road games in a row, Blues, Red Wings, Bruins, Blue Jackets, and Ducks. You know, the record wasn't incredible, but I guess, did they perform, you know, I guess, well in those road games?
Yeah, I mean, the effort is not the issue there. They look fine. It's just, you know, there's a snake bitten right now around the net. Haven't quite maybe seen some of the grade A opportunities that they've been able to generate, but the possession game is still there. The physicality is generally there. They're still one of the stingiest defenses. You know, they're just struggling. I mean, you saw last night they go up 1-0 in the first period, and they're unable to add a second goal and take that 2-goal lead, especially when you saw that they had a couple of power plays early in the second period where they had that opportunity. You know, the Kings will get that defense. They'll get that goaltending night in, night out. Just that, as of right now, that offense isn't there, but it's not for really a lack of effort. Just struggling to put the puck in the net. You hear the term bear down, for whatever that means, when you talk to players after the game. But, you know, for the effort and for how they've looked, they've graded fine.
John, they need a finisher, I would think, somebody else to help out. Is it automatically a left winger that they need? Is that the biggest void right now offensively?
That's certainly a issue that they've struggled with over the last several seasons, and it's been compounded this year. When you look at Dustin Brown, his numbers are down to, you know, some of the numbers that he put up in his first 2 seasons in the league. You know, they do have, it does appear, perhaps an excess right wing. When you look at the right wingers in Justin Williams, Jeff Carter, and Tyler Toffoli, who's been called up again. And on the left side, they've gotten some good production from Dwight King, who's posted some career numbers this year, the former Lethbridge Hurricane. You know, and after that, then Brown has struggled just a little bit. So you look at left wings, certainly they're going to be in the market. You know, Matt Molson has been somebody that has been kind of attached to the team a little bit in terms of in some trade rumors. Mike Camilleri is another name that's also been coming up as well. But in terms of, I think it's just an entire offensive unit, Ever since over the last month or so, this is a team that, offense-wide and the depth production as well, just not playing up to the level that you would associate with a team of that high caliber and skill.
Jake Muzzin, how's he looked this far of the year?
Jake Muzzin's very interesting. He's a little bit inconsistent, but with the tools and the type of body that he has, obviously somebody that's trying to grow into that consistency a little bit. Has one of the better wrist shots in the Pacific Division coming from the blue line. He scored on a wrist shot in the win in St. Louis, the team's last road win. It's still just trying to put it all together and do it on a consistent basis. He's still somebody that's getting 20 minutes a game, just about, and somebody that is able to throw his body around just a little bit. There will be the occasional hiccup here or there, but somebody who's about 6'3", 210 pounds, and the overall offensive and power play package that he can provide, there's certainly intriguing pieces. It's just a matter of putting it together regularly at the NHL level.
John, what's the capacity going to be for the game tomorrow?
Capacity is 54,000, which is just under the Dodger Stadium official capacity of 56,000. Last we had heard that just about 50,000 tickets had been sold. They are expecting a sellout for tomorrow. It's going to be most of the Kings fans. I know I have the friends that I have here in Los Angeles. Not all are Kings fans. There are a lot of sports fans that are interested that are coming to the game, just kind of here to see the spectacle. It's going to be a good crowd, and we might see perhaps a soft sellout, but they are anticipating every ticket just about being sold.
Well, John, enjoy the game. Should be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It looks great on television. We'll be watching. Appreciate your time.
Guys, thank you so much for the invitation. Having fun here in the Dodger dugout. So good day so far.
Yeah, betcha.